So, Stan, if you will, happy to be out tonight.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let's bow our heads. Precious Heavenly Father, Lord, we're so grateful for another opportunity, Lord.
Yes, we are.
Lord, we're just appreciative. Lord, so thankful. Lord, I wish, Lord, we'd pray we knew, Lord, how we could thank you more. Lord, how we could praise you more. Lord, how we could please you more. Lord, please reveal it to us, Lord. Lord, in this great hour, Lord, we want to be the people, Lord, that are pleasing to you and everything that's, Lord, you ask of us in our lives, Lord. Lord, as we gather this night, Lord, to hear thy word, Lord, and we sing praises unto you. Oh, Lord, we sing about our home you prepared for us. Lord, we just appreciate you and love you. And we ask you to have your way in the remainder of this service. We'll give you all the glory, praise, and honor. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. You may be seated. Amen. Page 143, Only Believe. Amen. Oft time the day seems long, our trials hard to bear. We're tempted to complain, to So bravely run the race.
Yes,
amen.
Amen.
Don't let nothing slow you down.
Amen.
Amen. It'll be worth it all.
Yes,
sir. Amen. Page 7 in our Capstone Life. Think about that glorious church. Amen. You know, that's why we gather here. That's why we hear the word we do. Amen. We're all headed to the same. Amen. We all got the same goal in mind. Amen. Do you hear them coming, brother? Thronging up the steeps of life. Clad in glorious shining garments. Blood-washed garments pure and white. Is a glorious church without spot or wrinkle. Washed in the blood of the Lamb. Is a think of that song, Abrahamic Faith, today for some reason. Dad, you have that in your book? Or do you have your book? Sing what you know of it. Amen. Abraham, I'm sorry. And meek faith, the faith of God. Amen. Counting things that are not as though they are. Abraham, meek faith, the faith of God. Oh, claiming every promise before they come. Oh, 25 years Abraham waited for a son. The virgin was dead and his manhood was gone. Amen. He staggered not through unbelief. Faith grew stronger every day. His rugged faith in God caused his body to change. Amen. Oh, Abraham, meek faith. Claiming every promise before they come. Though all your senses declare you could never be like Christ. Amen. And circumstances of life close in on every side. Just keep your eyes upon the Lord and boldly proclaim, I'm living by amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, Abraham, meek faith. Amen.
Hallelujah.
The line I was thinking about, through all your senses declare, you could never be like Christ. Fight you every day. And circumstances of life close in on every side. Just keep your eyes upon the Lord. Hallelujah. And boldly proclaim, I'm living by revelation, and my body's going to change. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Abrahamic faith, the faith of God, counting things that are not as though they are. Abrahamic faith, the faith. What keeps us going every day, knowing He'll take care of us. Amen. He will never leave us nor forsake us.
Hallelujah.
Brother Amos, would you take up the offering this evening? Amen.
Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, truly how great Thou art, Lord.
Amen.
Thank You so much for the mercy and grace You bestowed upon us, Lord.
Yes.
Thank You, Lord, for this opportunity. Once more, You've granted to us to be here, Lord.
Amen.
Pray You'll be with us, Lord, the remainder of the service.
Yes,
Lord, all said and done, be for Thy glory and honor.
Amen.
Lord, as Thy word comes forth, may we sit intently, Lord, waiting upon Thee.
Amen.
Lord, open our hearts and minds to receive the portion You have for us, Lord. Lord, once more we ask as we come to this portion that You'll bless this offering. Lord, may it be used for the upbuilding of Thy kingdom.
Thank You.
We ask these things in Your precious holy name, Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Thy loving kindness is better than life.
Amen.
Amen. Thy loving kindness is better than life. Thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise. This evening, Brother Hurst, raising her hand. Just keep it before Him as we go before Him in prayer. Precious Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to You once again. Lord, You know better than any of us. Lord, we're a needy people. Lord, or one form or fashion, Lord, we're a needy people. Lord, Lord, we pray more than anything in this life, Lord, and I really mean this, Lord. Lord, for the spiritual needs of the people and Your bride all over the world, Lord. Lord, it's such a crucial time, Lord, and there's so many tests and trials and so many things beating at us every day, Lord. And whether it's your job or your family, it's always, Lord, cluttering our minds, Lord. And Satan's trying his best, Lord, to distract us from our goal, Lord. But, we ask You, Lord, to bless us richly this night with Your Holy Spirit, Lord, and keep it before us every day, Lord, that we not sin against Thee, O God. And Lord, we just ask for the needs of all the people, Lord, whatever it may be, Lord, whether it's physical, financial, Lord, You know all about us, Lord, You know before we even know ourselves. Lord, we ask You to meet it in a mighty way this night, O God. And Lord, as I mentioned, Lord, the bride all over the earth, Lord, I just ask You to bless them richly, Lord. Lord, we're pressing on together, Lord. We might not know a lot of them out there, but Lord, we're pressing on together. Lord, one of these days we're going to meet them for the first time, Lord, and Lord, what a glorious day that's going to be. Oh, Heavenly Father, we just love and appreciate you with all our hearts. Lord, we ask you to bless this service. Lord, bless the word to our hearts as it comes forth. Lord, just let it fall on good prepared ground, Lord. We'll give you all the glory and honor that's due unto you. We ask it in your precious name, the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Anybody got a song in their heart?
The Young Sisters.
Young Sisters have a song. Amen. Spirit. because his blood covered our sins. Think, he gave his life for us, saints.
Yes,
he gave us up. Can you imagine giving your life up for somebody? Just laying it all down for them? Oh, the least we can do is come through that door with a praise on our heart.
Yes.
With a passion.
Amen.
Amen. For what he's done for us.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And if we give that effort each and every time, he will meet us here.
Amen.
In a powerful way. And it'll change your life.
Amen.
It'll change your day.
Yes,
amen. He's glorious. He's lovely.
Yes, he is.
Love him with all my heart. And
amen.
I thank him for his blood. Amen.
Yes, amen.
Let's all stand, if you will. Let's sing that little chorus, Footprints of Jesus, as we ask our brother to come. Footprints of Jesus, leading the
Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Let's just bow our heads. Lord, we are so thankful that you vindicate your word, Lord. For Lord, just as it was renewed to our hearts on Sunday, where two or three are gathered in my name, there I'll be in the midst. And Lord, we're thankful that you're here with us this evening. Lord, we've just humbly come asking you to have your way. These few words you've laid upon my heart, Lord, may it help us in some way grow a little closer. And Lord, may we be able to take something from your precious word. And Lord, we'll never fail to see that you receive all the glory and the honor for it in the lovely, precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's sing that little chorus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Amen. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Amen. Oh, don't you love him?
Hallelujah.
Amen. He is so sweet. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to his name. While you're still standing, if you'd like to turn with us, turn over in the book of Revelation just to read a verse of scripture to open with. Amen. Just a little exhortation for this evening, but I'm praying it'll strike our hearts in a little greater way. Maybe it's what God laid upon my heart, so it's what we're going to bring. Amen. But I thank him that he's alive and real.
Yes, he is.
But Revelation, the first chapter, and we'll just read that 8th verse. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is, which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. Amen. May the Lord add the blessings of his word, and you may be seated. Amen. And by God's grace, I believe he was all of that. Amen. And I thank him that we see that in our life. But you know, I just was meditating upon the Lord, and in our message our brother brought Sunday, just, you know, you think about things, but just want to turn over to the book of Joshua, and we're going to read first chapter of the book of Joshua. Amen. Thinking about this great event that took place here, and God appeared to Joshua. Let's just use it for an example. So you read this, and if you want to follow along, it's Joshua, the first chapter, and we're going to read down to about the 9th verse. And you got to have to think about that, saints. Put yourself in that place of Joshua. There, here Moses had passed off the scene. And maybe Joshua didn't know which way to go yet. And he's sitting there, you know, maybe praying, whatever he was doing, but waiting on the leadership, not knowing what to do. Here's got these people, and God promised them a land. But I want you to hear as he begins the first verse. He says, but now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise and go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I have given to thee, to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even to the great river, the river Euphrates, and all the land of the Hittites, unto the great sea toward going down to the sun, shall be your coast. And there shall not be any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. And as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Amen. I want you to think about that. Now there's Joshua, God speaking to him. And already, because we're human and we know how our minds work, he's sitting there thinking about all that God done for Moses. God told him to stretch forth his hand and forth come flies. And all that God did in the land of Egypt. Stood there before that great Red Sea and stretched forth his hand, and God parted the water. And they crossed through on dry land. All the things God done through Moses. Joshua was standing there thinking. And I want you to hear God saying, he says, there shall not be any man, I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Be strong and of a good courage. For unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all of the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand nor to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. Amen. For then thou shalt make thy way and have good success. Amen. And have not I commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage? Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. And God speaking to him, right after he was done, the next verse says, then Joshua commanded the people, the officers of the people, saying, pass through the host and command the people, saying, prepare your victuals, for within 3 days ye shall pass over this Jordan. I want you to look at the action that began to grab a hold of him. God spoke to him and he moved with passion in him. He was out there. He took a hold of it. God's with me. He'll never leave me nor forsake me. He knew God had spoken to his heart and it was real. And you know, this happened long, long time ago. And we look at this scripture and we can read this event that took place. And we can look so far back into the scriptures and we see all of the events that happened and how we can think in ourselves, oh, boy, I'd have liked to have been there. Oh, I wished I could have lived back there. What I would have been there to see that Red Sea parted. And we see this, and we can look back and say, oh, look what God done. Wasn't it amazing? Wasn't it mighty to see him take the wheels right off of the chariots of Pharaoh's men? And we can look and we can see him in the history of the Bible that took place yesterday. But what about as we come up through to today? Am I willing to make God a God of today? We see him all through this Bible. We see him. And we see him coming up through and all the mighty things he did. We see the prophecies of Malachi 4 that went forth that told that John the Baptist was going to come. Of Malachi 3, rather. It said John the Baptist was going to come. And he came and forerun the first coming of Christ. And we see all that was written in Revelation and all that was sealed up. And how we see God after Jesus Christ come on the scene and all that took place. And we've seen him, the mighty things he told his disciples and the mighty things they done that still happened yesterday. And then we saw Brother Branham come on the scene, the prophet that was sent to restore and to bring it all back to what it is today. And we see it come back into that fullness. The word came and we can look back then. It's already been almost 50 years or whatever it's been. And we see all the signs and the wonders and all that God did. And the people today can still, many are still living that can testify that they were healed in those meetings. God moved in miraculous ways to catch the people's attention. Amen. And show what was happening all around them. But as we stand here today, we're looking for and hastening to that same God, as our brother was mentioning Sunday. It's Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. I am Alpha, I am Omega, I'm the beginning, I'm the end, and I am the Almighty. He's covered it all the way through. Amen. And that same God, what did he say? He told him it back in the Old Testament. He said, go to Jerusalem and tarry till you be endued with power from on high. And oh my, they went into that upper room, and we can look back and see God came down in that upper room and separated himself as he said he would in cloven tongues of fire. Set upon each of them and filled them with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Set their hearts on fire and sent them out of that upper room. And oh my, what a meeting that must have been. Amen. And we can look back and we can see what God was doing. We can see what was taking place. And we go, oh my. But when Peter come down out of that upper room, he said, this promise is unto you and to your children and as many as afar off, as many as the Lord thy God shall call. That's Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. We saw him do it back there. We saw him do it when Brother Branham was on the scene. What about today? The same God, the same fire that fell on the people, that made them dance in the Spirit, speak in tongues, and move under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and follow the leadership of the Holy Spirit. We've seen it happen, but are we going to let it become a historical moment to us? Or are we realizing that he said also there's a whole other scriptures in there? That said there was going to be a people, a bride in this last age that would be without spot or wrinkle right before the appearing of the Lord. That was going to be on the scene. Amen. And she would recognize her day and her message. She can't live in the glare of the past and what's been. But God had a plan for all of that to take place, to come up to today where we're standing. And all of this word's laying here for us, but we've got to find ourselves identified today. Amen. And find the scriptures that's for me. In my hour, in my day. Amen. And get to the place that God wants me to be. That same God that was magnified in the crossing of that Red Sea. The same God that walked in the fiery furnace. The same God that hung on a cross and died for you and I. The same God that came down in an upper room and filled men. Till they came out staggering under the power of God. Amen. The same God that was with Paul and Silas in that old prison cell. That kept them from complaining and moaning. But, oh, there was a praise on their heart coming forth. That same God's alive today. Yes, and he's living. And Brother Branham said, the mighty God unveiled before us, preached June 29, 64, paragraph 173. He said, today they say, well, he's a historical God. We know he crossed the Red Sea and he did all of this. He was in the fiery furnace with the Hebrew children. But what is good is a God of history? Isn't he the same today? Man is ever glorifying God for what he did, thinking of what he will do, and ignoring what he's doing right now. That's just in man to do that. The same thing today, my brethren. It's the very same thing. Oh my, let's get back and get the symphony playing right, where they of the world can see. Jesus said, if I be lifted up from this earth, I'll draw all men unto me. And he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's wonderful to sit around and talk about what happened back here in the history and what God's done. It's wonderful to, in this last day Pentecost, as our pastor mentioned, to see God really move in the restoration of the gifts that took place. And it's wonderful to be able to look back and see what God was doing through Brother Branham's ministry and the people that was sitting there hearing the word as he was bringing it, the real genuine that was receiving it and that was changing their lives. But now we've come down to today. Is that same God just as real to you as he was then? Is he real to us? As our brother was mentioned, do we know he's here? That's a piece of it. But do we take it to heart, these scriptures, and really place ourselves in here, that that same God that took Brother Branham down a street to a little old woman that had a son that needed prayer, stopped a plane, and he walked up. That same God lives today and wants to be that same God. He wants to show to you and I. He's not going to show to this world. The revival's over to this world. But the revival did not die in the heart of that little bride. It's growing hotter each day. It's growing more fervent. It's bringing and drawing her to that place of full assurance in Christ, bringing her to that full stature of God. But oh my, do we see it here in the... I'm going to turn over here to John, the 14th chapter, I believe it is. John 14. John 14. Yeah, John 14 chapter. And read, we'll just start here at about the 12th verse just to catch. Jesus is speaking. Amen. He says, oh my. So brother mentioned, just put yourself there for a moment. The disciples sitting there, seeing Jesus Christ in a flesh form. He's speaking to them, but yet their eyes were still veiled that they still just didn't have a full revelation of the full word. But he says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me and the works that I do shall he do also. Do we believe on him? First, you've got to start to find out if I'm there. Do I believe? He that believeth on me and the works that I do also shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Do we just want to place that scripture back there? Oh, that was for the disciples. He was talking to the disciples. We got to bring it down to our day. Brother Branham said, not if I say, but if you say. It's got to come back to a literal life of Jesus Christ on display, where our hearts and our lives are so in tune and to be so led by the Spirit of God that everything that we do is centered around Jesus Christ. Not out here trying to raise the dead and lay hands over here and pray for so-and-so, he's going to get well. No, but God, if that's what God wants, that's fine. But God's looking for a people that has the fullness, the control. He'd be the principal theme of everything they do and say. And it would bring a people back in this hour that they'd be fervent, white hot, on fire for God. A people burning with a zeal in their heart. Not just a, oh, it's church day, we're going to church. Oh my goodness, we go, we're message believers. But no, there's a zeal in her heart. God is returning. He's coming back for a people. And he said he left specific instructions of what to do and how to be ready and to prepare herself. And how that ought to be burning in our hearts, as he told Joshua, meditate on it day and night. Oh, how that ought to be burning in our hearts. He says, whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments. Look at the instructions. Oh, the same as he gave to Joshua, all the way back there. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Yes. Keep the word. Keep the guide that's set before you. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. Amen. Oh, what a consolation. Amen. And how that ought to be the cry of our heart. If I don't really know that he's dwelling in me, oh, my, I ought to be a-seeking him. Because he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Yes. just as Jacob in the days of old got a hold of him and wrestled with him all night long. Oh my, he got a hold of him. And how today we ought to wrestle till we can get a hold of something that we know with an assurance in our heart there's a reality to what I've got in my heart. Amen. Till it's not, I'm just going on what brother so-and-so's told me and what I heard from brother so-and-so over here. But there's a reality that's got a hold of me down inside that won't turn loose of me. And it pulls me where? Right back to the word. Amen. He says, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me. Because I live, ye shall live also. And at that day you'll know that I am in the Father, ye in me and I in you. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him, will manifest myself to him. In 26th verse, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. And oh my, by God's grace, I saw him do that back for those old saints of old. I've seen him do it today for me. I know he can do the same for each and every one of us. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he lives to prove that he is alive. In 16th verse of the 15th chapter, ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, and whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it. And these things I command you, that you love one another. I want you to look at that. This ain't of our choosing, but by God's mercy and grace and predestination, he saw you before there was a moon or a star, and he said, I'm going to place him in that last age. This is going to be one of them. Oh my, that's going to get caught away in a rapture. Oh my, if God can look down into our hearts, can he truly see an anxious people that can see and say, I know he's coming back just like he said he would. Are we looking for that? Are we looking? It's easy to look, oh, he's going to come someday. It's easy to look into the future and say, oh, yeah, he's going to come. And we can look back there and say, oh, he came. But, oh, is he here today in your heart and in your life? Are you seeing a reality of it? That scripture that says, repent and be baptized, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. It's the same today. If you can believe and grab a hold of it by faith that what he said he would do for you, he'll fulfill it 100% just exactly as the scripture said. Amen. You'll see the same boldness. You'll see the same works that he done in the upper room done through your heart and life. Amen. Amen. Oh, don't get focused on all the gifts that was operating, but focus in on what changed in their life and what God was able to do for them. Amen. This is in the message. Show Us the Father, preached June the 6th, 1963, paragraph 138, he starts here. He says, the word Jesus said is a seed that a sower sowed. And any germicized seed in the right kind of soil will produce its kind. I know and realize that this is being taped, and we have a tape ministry all over the world. Many people here tonight, we're about 1,000 people are listening. Before this tape stops, there will be 10 times 10,000 here at Sea around the world. And by God's grace, I'm in that number. Amen. And I go on record, I say this about the word of God being a seed. If you can take the right mental attitude towards any divine promise of God, he will bring it to pass. If you can get yourself in a position to believe that that promise was to you. But if you let some Ricky place it off with more education than he knows, gumption enough how to control it, can stick it off on some age gone by, or some age that is to come, it'll be of none effect to you. Like Jesus said, you take your traditions and make the commandments of God of no effect. When you try to place God, some historical God, or some pre-coming God, he is the same yesterday, today, forever. He's just as much God now as he ever was. And you can take that attitude that that promise is unto you. Jesus said in St. Mark 11:22, verily I say unto you, if you say to this mountain, be moved, and don't doubt in your heart, but believe what you said will come to pass. You can have what you said. Amen. And I say when you pray, believe that you receive what you ask for. Amen. And it'll be given you. How much more promise could be made than that? Amen. You've got to believe it because it is a seed. And oh my, if you could, his example was, if you could ask me for an oak tree and I gave you an acorn, potentially you'd have an oak tree. It's in seed form. And when you want God in your life, just as accept him as your Savior. And potentially you're a full-statured son of God. You'll grow into the stature of God just like the acorn does. It grows into an oak tree.
And oh, my God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You accept him, and he fills you with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and you watch your life begin to grow. You watch it take place. And even now, those of us that have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, every time we come in, we hear that word, we're growing. We just continue growing. We're not stopping. That oak tree never stops growing. It just keeps going and going and going. For years upon years, it'll just keep growing and get stronger and stronger. It's got more root. It's got more depth. And it just keeps drinking in of its water and its sunshine and all that's around it. And how we ought to lay in the presence of this precious word with a true attitude. Lord, this is for me. This is what I've been sent for. It's what I was designed to be. And oh, let it do a work in us that's needed. Amen. Hallelujah. Our brother read this quote the other night, one service Sunday, I believe. But it was in the Church Age book. And as I said, we can see all that God done through the church ages. And this is paragraph 79 and 3. He says, these seven messengers are making God known to the people that he received them and sent them. John 13, 20, they speak and act upon his authority, and he stands behind them with all the power of the Godhead. Matthew 28, 18 to 20. Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. So there they are, full of the Holy Ghost and faith, and on fire with the fire of God, holding forth the word of truth. And there he stands to back them up. And think of it, not one believer of any age need cry in his heart, oh, that I might have been back there in that first age when the apostles were first sent out. There is no need to look back. Look up. Behold him who is even now walking in the midst of the churches through the ages. Behold him who is the same yesterday, today, and forever, who never changes either in essence or his ways. Where two or three are gathered together in his name, there he is in their midst. Not only in their midst as a complacent onlooker or as a recording angel, but he stands there expressing exactly what he is, the life and the sustainer and the giver of all the good gifts to the church. Hallelujah, he says. And amen, we stand here tonight and I can feel his presence. I can feel him and know that he has given to me all of these things. Who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. How meaningful are those words when viewed in the light of the scripture which describes him as Christ, who is our life. For Christ indeed is the life of the church. She has no other life without him. She is simply a religious society, a club, or a meaningless gathering of people. As a corpse bejeweled and dressed is still a corpse, so the church, no matter what her programs, her gracious efforts might achieve, without Christ, she is a corpse also. But with him in her midst, with him motivating her, she becomes, to the wonderment of all, his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. In this very hour, he walketh in the midst of the last age's golden candlestick. What he was, he walked in the first age, he is even now in this last age, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And oh, my saints, he's here. He's walking. And as he says here in over here in Ephesians, the first chapter, these promises that were given. Amen. Don't place him off somewhere else. Let's bring him down and make him God of my life today. Amen. God of your life. Let's not place him up here and let him be the God for our pastor or a pastor for the deacon at the door. But let's bring him in and let's each one of you make him God to now in our own life. And let's see what he's got for each one of us. Amen. The third verse of the visions of the first chapter. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, oh my, the forgiveness of sins, according as the riches of his grace, wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which in heaven and which are in earth, even in him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ. All things he's given us, saints. He's given us of himself abundantly. And he comes down and he breaks this precious word to us. And he's puts the desire in our heart that draws us here. He comes and he meets us. Every time we come through the door, we never go away disappointed. And oh, what a joy it ought to be. And a praise ought to be on our hearts to be exactly what he wants me to be in this hour. Amen. Don't make him a God of Joshua. Let's not make him a God of Moses or a God of Brother Branham. But make him a God of your own life. Invite him, make it a personal affair. That he is sitting on the seat of your heart. It's him that's driving you and drawing you and pulling you. And you're not just following a crowd. You're not just trying to fill a bench pew. But oh my, that he is here. He's with us all the time. He never leaves us, never forsakes us. He's God on the mountain. He's God in the valley. He's the same every day. It don't matter what we're going through. It don't matter how heavy the load may seem. It don't seem how maybe it just looks like all around us nothing's taking place. The fires have died down. It just looks like all this is just kind of floating along. But God is a God of his word. Amen. Amen. It was 400 years they'd went without a prophet in Israel. And oh my, the people had almost forgotten. But oh my, look at today. The word went forth that he's coming again. It went forth to prepare and make ready. The bridegroom's coming. Oh, are we making ready? Or are we, oh, he's going to come sometime. But are we looking for him today? Oh, my, he's here. Amen. And may we truly reach out and say, Lord, let me make you of a God today. I want to see you be the same as you was yesterday today in my life. I want to see the same works that they done in the book of Acts. Done through my life. They said you could write another book of Acts behind it, Brother Branham said. But all my, it may not be the way the human mind thinks about it, but the very life of Jesus Christ, his actions, his obedience. Oh, he opened not his mouth when he was struck. Look at all the life examples that was lived out before us. Amen. Where do we measure up today? Amen. You sisters can come to the instruments if you would. Amen. Just a short exhortation. But oh my, let's make him our God today. Don't place him off somewhere else. Don't think, oh, he could, if I'd have been back in Brother Branham's meeting, I'd have sure got the baptism of the Holy Ghost. If I could go over here and get him Brother So-and-so's meeting, I know he'd lay hands on me and I'd get the Holy Ghost. Don't think that way. Jesus Christ is walking the floors. He's sitting on the bench beside you right here. He'll be inside the car driving down the road with you, walking through the house, he's there. And all it takes is a whisper and he's on the scene. Oh my, a true cry out in your heart to him. Oh my, it don't take a big shouting meeting. It doesn't take a big revival. Jesus Christ is seeking for his own. Amen. Amen. And all it takes is a whisper of prayer. Oh my, and he's there. Hallelujah. You can forever change the way you look at things, the way you think about things, and your life completely. Amen. He is God. Amen. Let's all stand if you would. Amen. Hallelujah. Do you love him?
Amen.
Amen. I appreciate him. Amen. As we ask our brother to come, let's just sing that little chorus again. Oh, how I love Jesus. Amen. Amen. Aren't you glad you was able to be here this evening?
Yes,
can you say you felt his Holy Spirit and you felt his presence around you? You know, if I came in the doors and I never felt anything, if I could sit back there under the anointing of the playing of the quietness and I never felt nothing, I'd be worried because he's here. Even when you come in the door and you sit there in the quietness of the Holy Spirit, your head bowed, music's playing softly, you can just feel he's wooing you, talking to your heart, meditating. And it's not just here. You can get the same thing at home. Make sure your home is peaceful and invite him in and watch him. Oh, it's so gracious. Amen. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus.
sing it again. Hallelujah. And it's oh, how I love Jesus. And it's oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Amen. You enjoy that? Amen. That's so good. I was thinking of something, and just the Lord laid something on my heart. And as Brother Josh was leading songs and got toward the end there, you know, and as a song leader, you want to see the people enjoying worship and to be in the Spirit and to really, you know, want the presence of God in your worship, that you're not just as worshiping to the wall or to a bench or something, but there's something, there's a true relationship in your worship with the Holy Spirit. And that's what a song leader wants to see. See, and as he's mentioning about that, you know, feeling the power of the Holy Spirit. And not an audible voice, but just something spoke to my heart and said, if the people do as I command, my blessing shall be with them. And then Brother Timothy gets up and reads the scripture. Now, whether you might not have caught this part of it because he wasn't in the tune with what the Holy Spirit was doing my heart about. But in the book of Joshua in the 7th verse, only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law, which is the word, right? Amen. All right. Which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Look what the prophets commanded us to do. Amen. Look what the last day prophet commanded us to do, which was the word. Is that right? Amen. Which Moses, my servant, commanded thee, turn not from it to do, or I'm sorry, turn not from it to the right hand or to the left. Amen. Don't you leave any of it out.
Amen.
Okay? That thou mayest prosper, be blessed,
Amen.
Whitherso thou goest.
Amen.
This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. Look at the close relationship we should have with the Lord. But thou shalt meditate therein day and night. You come and worship God like that, you watch what God will do. When your heart's really in tune like that. That thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. Oh my. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Amen. Oh my. Just do what God says do, and God will bless. He'll take care of the rest.
Amen.
Amen. He'll move when he wants to move and all that. If you come in the right, we always say the little thing, if we come in the right condition with the Lord, you know. But is it a reality? Is it something that's really burning on the inside that we understand that? Amen. Not just when we come in the building, but all day long you're in prospering with God. And all day long you're keeping the word always before you, that you sin not against him. All these things, you're constantly in tune, in the Spirit. Then when you come into worship, you know, a lot of people think, well, when I get to service, I'm going to pray, and then I want God to move in my heart, and I want to be able to worship in Spirit, you know. You've got to do it all day long, friends. Every day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, then God will bless. Can you imagine what that looked like to God? We would just come to the service, and oh my, now I want blessed. I want to worship now in Spirit and truth, and all day long we fooled around. God don't know more honor that than anything. But friends, when it's all day long, every day, day and night, amen, now there's a real true opening for the worship to come forth. Amen. For the Holy Spirit to bless. Amen. Just something the Lord laid on my heart wise. Well, Brother Timothy read that, and I thought, and as I said, I was standing there or sitting there when Brother Josh was saying what he was saying, and just something spoke to my heart about it. And I said, well, and then he gets and reads that scripture. I thought, oh my. Amen. If we just catch all these things from the Holy Spirit, you see. Amen. Don't you love him? Amen. He's so precious, so glorious. I'm so glad I can say I'm one of them. Amen. By his mercy and his grace. Amen. Let us bow our heads. Heavenly Father, how we truly appreciate these opportunities you give us to gather here. And knowing, Lord, truly one day we probably won't be able to gather here. And Lord, we may have to hide somewhere. It may come to that, Lord. But Lord Jesus, while we have these opportunities, oh, what a blessing it is. And we appreciate it from the depths of our heart. So we ask that these words that's been brought tonight from our brother, Lord, be stirring in our hearts. And Father, may we keep thee truly always before us. That, Father, we would not come against thy word in anything. And Father, as our brother mentioned, the quote of the prophet said, strive for perfection. Lord, how it should be stirring in our hearts to make sure everything is perfect. Everything is right. There's nothing, Lord, muddy or smutty, Lord, but everything is perfectly right. Lord Jesus, may that desire burn within our hearts. And Father, it's truly only a desire you can place with any man or woman or young person, Lord. Father, bless us now. Go with us and keep us safe again as we make our journeys home. And, oh, God, and if you should tarry, help us again as we come back Sunday morning and come with our hearts hungering. And, Lord, our minds and thoughts open to the Holy Spirit. That, Lord Jesus, you can do what you want to do. And we turn it all to you, Father, in your glorious, precious name. Thank you again for everything this day. In your holy name we pray, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Can you say, be happy to say you're one of them?
Amen.
You really glad?
Yes.
Really glad.
Amen.
Amen. Let's sing it before we leave. One of them, one of them. Amen. So glad that I can say I'm one of them. Oh, one of them, one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. One more. Oh, one of them, one of them. Amen. So glad that I can say I'm one of them. Oh, one of them, one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Amen. Are you sure? Really, really sure? You're glad to say you're one of them? Oh, my. Not very many people like, and maybe they don't like what you believe, but you're still glad to say you're one of them, even though you may have to face tests and trials and all these different things in life. You're still glad. By his grace, I am glad. Amen. I trust each and every one of you are. And may you take the name of the Lord Jesus with you and be blessed. And if the Lord should tarry till Sunday, let's come pray, ask the Lord to move in our hearts, to get us closer, amen, to climb a little higher, amen. All right, may God bless you. You're dismissed, amen. Yes. I do want to say, I appreciate those young sisters singing them song. That's good to see them want to do something for the Lord. And I appreciate it. And I know the Lord appreciates it too. And I pray that God will bless them. Amen. You're dismissed.